Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Huge celebrations over in England yesterday.
More than 1,000 performers, 500 horses, and one beaming monarch.
Yes, the Donut King celebrating 50 years of serving up delicious. No, it's of course Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee. 70 years in the top job.
Yep.
Despite everything her children have done to try and drag her off the throne.
That's it.
Get onto it themselves. So they had massive celebrations, as you'd expect.
Yeah, at the age of 26, she took the throne and she's making Charles wait forever.
God. I was like, still doing uni or something. She was like, you know.
Got the tap on the shoulder at 26, eh?
Yeah.
Well done.
She was the head of the Commonwealth. Big celebrations. They had all these horses on displays, marching bands, all the pomp and ceremony you would expect with celebrating the Queen's 70th anniversary. Even had a few celebrities there, Hutsy.
The Platinum Jubilee celebration featuring an all-star cast, including Dame Helen Mirren.
To live or die amongst you all!
Yeah, that was Helen just waiting in line at the toilets. She was just warming up. One of these strange choices, though, when it came to celebrities there to celebrate was Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was into the whole royal scene.
Yeah.
Has he even met the Queen?
This is what I wondered. But he got up behind the mic, gave a little speech.
Show me the money!
I thought it was a bit inappropriate. I know, he was there and he sort of, you know, paid tribute to Her Majesty. I'm like wondering if maybe they said, "Oh, who do you want at the Jubilee, Your Majesty?" And she went, "Oh, I want that super spy from the movies that I like." And everyone's like, "What, Daniel Craig from the James Bond movies?" No, not that one. The other super spy. She got confused. Maybe she's 96. You know, it's easy enough to do. Strange that he was there, but again. Heaps of other stuff there, including her own grandkids.
Oh, okay.
They took
around.
Part in the celebrations. Well, not so much running. Her granddaughter was there doing a bit of work with the horse and carriage.
A poignant moment for her late husband. Granddaughter Lady Louise driving Prince Philip's carriage.
I hope she drives the carriage better than Granddad did his car.
Hopefully he wasn't in there giving some, you know, backseat driving instructions.
I think it's hard for him to do. He's a dude. And this was the part that was a bit embarrassing for me because all countries of the Commonwealth were kind of represented in the celebrations. And Australia, for better or worse, is still part of that.
Yep.
I'm like, well, what did we contribute?
Yeah.
There was even a little slice of Australia on display.
Presented to Her Majesty as a gift from the Australian people.
It was a carriage. It was like this gold carriage, like a state carriage. I'm like, when did we agree on this?
Yeah.
I didn't even sign the card.
Neither did I. I was thinking a jar of Vegemite would have been enough.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
a big jar.
A little Cobra with the corks hanging off it or something. We're sending her a whole carriage?
Yeah,
how much did this cost us? So, 70 years. Imagine just doing a job for 70 years, not even being the Queen. Imagine being in a job for 70 years.
I know. And just think, we sent her that carriage, obviously. Imagine how many. She's got a collection. She opens up, like, the garage. She's got, like, 1,000 of them there. It's like, I'll just add it to the collection.
She's like Vin Diesel in Fast and the Furious, like, clicks and the garage rolls up.
She raises people for carriages for pink slips.
I'm like, man, if we were in this job 70 years, we would not get this massive celebration with horses and everything. It'd be like a $5 mud cake from Woolies and, like, a $50 gift card. That's what you get for your trouble, but huge celebrations for the Queen. Her biggest achievement, staying awake through the whole thing. 96. I'm surprised she didn't drift off.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Now, a lot of the elderly folk can get quite stubborn in their latter years of life. Usually they'll stubborn throughout their life, but then it just hits a new level once they get a little bit older.
Mm.
And when it comes to protests, we're always seeing protests every couple of weeks here. There are people gluing themselves to this and to that. I usually see protesters probably over the age of about 80, you would think. It's more of a slightly middle like midlife crisis, younger person sort of a gay in the old protesting.
Oh, I don't know, a couple of barockers.
A couple of barockers?
Most nans and pas would be willing to get out there and, you know, protest.
Yeah,
they're passionate
seems
about.
Seems gluing yourself to things is the new craze. James Cromwell recently, what was it, at a coffee shop, gluing himself to the counter
right,
or whatever
yeah.
it was. But this 91-year-old, no gluing himself to stuff, just him and his walking frame, Phil Thompson. So it looks like they're doing a bit of works outside his house in Melbourne's east, basically putting up a power pole. So moving a power pole from off the street to onto the street outside of his home.
That sounds like a traffic hazard.
It does sound a bit like a traffic hazard, but he's having absolutely none of it, taking his walker out and doing some protesting.
Go and rip someone else off, you lousy buggers.
Feisty Phil is fed up.
These guys are idiots and they don't know what they're doing. I've got a master's in engineering with honours, and the number one rule in electrical engineering is don't put poles in the roadway. And rule number two is the same as rule number one.
Like Fight Club.
So much sass at his old age. But basically, they're upgrading the rail works near the area. So they're just moving the pole from the footpath to onto the road. And I think they're going to put a concrete island, they'll be putting it on.
Okay.
So it's not directly sitting on the road, which would be stupid. So he's saying...
NRMA will be like getting a lot of call-outs to that area.
We'll just plant a tree there. It'll be fine. We'll just take the focus away from it. But yeah, obviously kids on push bikes, cars, it would be a little bit dangerous. Mm. But this guy, he's just gone all in when it comes to the protests, and people absolutely love him. There's even people that bring coffees to him while he's protesting.
All right.
Like the local cafe, they love him that much.
So what level of protest are we dealing with Phil? Does he just stand on his walker? Like, if he needs a walker to hold himself up, I'm imagining he doesn't hold up signs. Otherwise, he could just fall over because he doesn't have anything to support him.
Wheels his walker out to the road, to the marked section where they're going to put the pole, and sits on it. It's one of those ones that you can push, and it also has a little seat on there. So he sits on there.
He's comfortable during his protest.
He's comfortable.
That's important.
You're probably thinking, how long does he protest for? Well, it turns out he's a little bit stubborn.
3 hours pass, 4 hours, and then at the five-hour mark, there's movement from the workers. Barriers are put around Phil and the police are called.
Oh.
What are you going to do about it? You want to arrest me? Put me in front of a judge.
He's like, good luck with that. I'm untouchable.
They should have just waited until Millionaire Hot Seat came on, then Phil would have gone inside to watch it like most other old people.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time for Tipping Point. All right, protest is over for the day.
And you're thinking, at 91 years of age, what's going to entice him away from that protest spot so the work can finally get done? Well, eventually the police were sort of asking a current affair. They're saying, look, is there any way you can persuade him away from here so we can get the work done?
Oh, okay.
It turns out it didn't really take much in the end.
Authorities ask if we know any way to get Phil to move, and maybe we do. A visit to his favourite cafe manager, Christina.
What, will you drive me down there?
We'll drive you down.
All right.
Success.
It took was a cup of coffee.
Free coffee. Oh, my God. You sold out your ideals over a large cappuccino, Phil. That's all it took.
Yeah, I think, look, it's a strange situation. Obviously, he's just, you know, he's sticking to his guns. But at the end of the day, it's like maybe he was just a little bit jealous, because let's look at the facts here. A 91-year-old man, you know, a massive pole going up on his property. I think he was just jealous. He should have been happy about that.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
If you're trying to break into the property market, you know, it's slim pickings here on the far south coast at the moment. Maybe, though, you might consider looking further afield. Down in Adelaide, they've got a property for sale, which is going to be in high demand because it's a castle. A 140-year-old castle in West Torrens.
Dubbed Wootunga, the home was built in 1878 by noted ornithologist Samuel White.
Both he and his father were interested in that and, very famous for it.
That's Kent Beard, who runs the local historical society and, ironically, does not have a beard.
Aww.
Talking about the original owners, the father and son, loved bird watching because, obviously, back in those days, no Netflix. I'm sure if they had some access to streaming services, they wouldn't be out there trying to look, at the birds that were flying around.
All right, I'll tell you what, sir, you've swayed me. How much can I expect to pay for this property on the Monopoly board?
It's going to set you back a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if ScoMo gets back in, you might be able to raid your super and put a deposit down on it.
What's in there?
I don't know how much super you have. You might need all of it for this one. But, you know, it is a four-bedroom, two-bathroom castle. The way it's built, it's got the little turrets and everything, and it's just plonk right down in the middle of the suburbs at West Torrens in Adelaide. like I said, 140 years old, and over the years, they really haven't done much to it.
It's got the original floors. All of the timber work is original. Most of the ceilings right throughout the property are.
Yeah, it's even got the original spa bath, which back then you just had to have your servants blow through a hose.
A rubber hose,
To get the bubbles working. And as we mentioned, the original owners, they loved bird watching. So there are two designated bird watching areas, like towers in the castle.
Okay.
Of course, these days, not many people birdwatch, so if you're up in one of the towers with a set of binoculars...
Expect a knock at the door.
Yeah, you wouldn't be a noted ornithologist, you'd be the town perv. It's pretty cool. Like, if you've watched Downton Abbey and all these sorts of shows and you've dreamt of, oh, I want to live in, like, a castle-like environment, well, this is it. This is it. And it's got... You know, when I think castles, I always think of, like, the secret passageways. You know,
of course.
You pull a candlestick and the bookcase opens up, that sort of thing. Well, at this castle, Watunga, if you pull up one of the rugs, there's a secret underneath.
It's a vault room, and it was created as a space to put valuable papers.
It's got, like, a secret room under the floor, the vault room, which you'd stick all your important documents like birth certificates and all that sort of stuff in there.
So it's equivalent to a spare room at most people's houses.
Yeah, it's pretty much the olden day equivalent of the cloud. This is where instead of uploading all your important documents to the cloud, you just download them to the vault room.
Does this place have a drawbridge?
It doesn't, no, sadly, no moat.
All right.
It would be very handy when you have your Jehovah's Witness and other door knockers come around and just pull up the drawbridge.
Sorry, guys.
Let's see you reach me now. Yeah. But yes, as you mentioned earlier, this thing's going to go for a song because it's only the second time it's been up for sale. And when it sold 2 years ago, it went for $2.5 million. And the agents reckon this time it's going to go for probably double that. So, yeah, when it comes to regular blokes like you and I affording Watunga, I think our response would be the same as this fellow castle owner.
Tell him he's dreaming.
It's just not going to happen.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.